Your Heart Association invites you to join with two of Tin Pan Alley's most distinguished citizens, a composer and a lyricist from whose combined talents have poured some of America's most popular songs, Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen.
Hi, everybody. This is Mercer. Harold Arlen and I would like to have a heart-to-heart talk with you about the Heart Fund. But look, H.A., if we're going to be successful pitchmen for one of the worthiest pitchers of all time, meaning the Heart Fund, maybe we'd better give the customers some music.
I'm with you, Johnny. I seem to recall the worthy job you did with Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers on a ditty you and I wrote for the movie Blues in the Night way back in 1941. Ready for an encore?
I sprayed my tonsils this morning, Harold, in hopes that you'd ask me.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son.
A woman will sweet talk and she'll give you the big eye. But when that sweet talking's done,
a woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
Now the rains are falling here, the train are calling, hoo-wee.
Mama done told me,
hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hoo-wee.
My mama done told me,
oh, hoo-wee to hoo-wee.
Oh, clickety-clack, echoing back the blues in the night.
The evening breeze will stop the trees to cry, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night,
take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song.
Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow.
I've been in some big towns and I've heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know.
A woman's a two-face,
a worrisome thing will leave you to sing the blues.
Give you a fair warning.
You may feel fine in the morning, but look out for those blues in the night.
That was Johnny Mercer, the Crusoe of the Cotton Belt.
Why, Mr. Arlen, down in Georgia, the neighbors used to come from miles around.
As an audience or a posse? But don't mind me, Johnny. I'm just jealous. I started out with the idea of being a singer, too.
Why, sure, I remember. A kind of gay 90s Frank Sinatra.
Now, wait a minute, John. I was born in this century. As a matter of fact, my birthday is in February. Another reason why I'm personally interested in the Heart Fund. Every February, when the Heart Fund asks all America for contributions, I chalk up another birthday with a prayer of thanks to medical science and all that it's done to give us a better chance for longer and happier lives.
You're not just noodling on the keys, Harold. Why, take heart disease. When I was a kid down in Savannah, Folks just took it for granted there wasn't a thing you could do about heart trouble.
Well, as a matter of fact, Johnny, in those days there really wasn't much to be done. It's only been in recent years that our medical men have hacked a clearing in the forest. The heart itself has been a mystery for thousands of years. But heart research has developed new techniques and tools for diagnosing heart disease. These, as well as the surgeon's scalpel, are removing the veil of mystery from the human heart.
You know, when you come right down to it, Harold, those discoveries are really magic.
Yeah, but unlike a certain song written by Mercer and Arlen, they're not black magic. They add up to the kind of magic that's bringing new hope to all hearts.
Check. Black magic is hereby confined to the ways of love and the wiles of women. What you say, Mercer and Arlen, step aside, while Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians carry on with the musical portion of the meeting. Say, Mr. Arlen.
Yes, Mr. Mercer.
Why the deep study?
That song of ours made me think. You know, in ancient civilizations, folks thought black magic could drive out evil spirits or cure illness. Well, black magic is pretty much a thing of the past. But superstitions and misconceptions aren't.
Especially those surrounding the heart?
That's right. For instance, many folks still think that heart disease is always incurable.
Completely unfounded.
Some forms of heart disease can be prevented. A few can be cured. And most heart patients can keep right on working, very often at the same job.
Yeah, and what about the common notion that our ticker is a very delicate little motor?
Nothing could be further from the truth. The heart happens to be the strongest, most durable muscle in the human body. Now, it took research to destroy myths about the heart. And, folks, your heart association can take no small credit for the terrific amount of progress we've made during recent years.
Just think of the time and energy being spent by scientists and doctors in their effort to control diseases of the heart and circulation. All we're asked to do is spend money to support their research.
And to help put the results to work right in our own communities.
Harold, think it might be a pardonable sin if I point to one of our own song titles to illustrate the positive side of this fight against heart disease?
What did you have in mind, John?
Well, let me lose the date and elaborate.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith. Or pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accept. You hate the positive, even. Might hate the negative, and laugh.
You got to accentuate the positive,
yes.
I need the negative and latch on,
yes.
To the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
A mercerized version of accentuate the positive.
Harold, them there three words could very well be the slogan for the Heart Fund. Everything about the Heart Fund is positive, folks. You can see it in your town. The Heart Fund helps support research that has given your doctor new drugs to work with and better methods in general for treating the heart and diagnosing its disorders.
And because all of this new information, we know, for instance, that all heart cases can be cared for best if diagnosed early.
It's a positive fact that more progress has been made in the last 25 years toward the control of heart disease than in the preceding 25 centuries.
And it's a positive act. You help your heart when you help the Heart Fund. So, friends, send a big contribution now to the Heart Association in your town.
Or simply address your check or money order to Heart, care of your local post office. Just remember, the prevention or cure of heart disease is a dream today, but perhaps a reality tomorrow. Well, I guess it's time for yours truly, Johnny Mercer.
And yours truly, Harold Arlen.
Say goodbye and hit the road to another of our tunes.
Bye-bye, baby. Time to hit the road to dreamland. Don't cry, baby.
This station, in cooperation with your Heart Association, has presented Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen. Remember to support the Heart Fund with a contribution mailed to your Heart Association or to Heart, care of your post office.